This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was Julian Edelman defending the man he famously said, "I love you, coach," Bill Belichick, who is
the guy that underpaid him his whole career here.
That is true. Embroiled in this controversy post-CBS this Sunday morning interview that is everywhere. It's made Ted Johnson go viral with his opinions. Each day, it seems, the New York Post has a new story. Today's stories from the New York Post, if you're keeping up, one of them was, or maybe this was yesterday, I think, the $8 million real estate portfolio that was amassed by Jordan Hudson within months of meeting Bill Belichick, where she received, these are properties in Boston,
What's her last name by birth, Redfin?
Well, apparently, because they were just giving out candy, giving out mortgages like they were candy. Yep. $1.2 million here, $1.2 million.
It's 2007 all over again.
Yeah. And there you go.
Here's money.
I didn't know that's
old
how it works.
Fannie Mae, Ted.
Yep. So that was part of it. We need to touch on real quick that Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law throwing shade at Jordan Hudson.
And this is not the first time. People don't realize this.
And I need to be clear. This is Steve Belichick's wife. Steve Belichick is the defensive coordinator and coach-in-waiting at the University of North Carolina. So it's not like far away.
Right?
They're the same world down there, butting heads on social media. And her comment in a sub-comment yesterday was, "Publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set delaying an interview."
And she has since gone private with her, I believe. Made it public. And then after she did that, got some probably talking to.
But we know how she feels.
Oh, it's too late now.
Like,
we saw it.
We know how you've given us life.
She's made her thoughts known before in a similar fashion.
But we have some new audio, and then I want to get to a column in the Boston Globe today, not by Shaughnessy, not by Gasper, not by anybody football related. I'm waiting to hear from him.
Yeah, that's his boy.
I'm almost more excited to hear from Beth Titel, I believe. She is the human behavior reporter for the Boston Globe. She wrote a column on Bill Belichick and Jordan's behavior. But first, we have Charles Barkley, who is a self-proclaimed friend of Bill Belichick. And I think his thoughts on Bill and what's going on are very enlightening.
What is Bill Belichick doing?
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. From what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Yeah, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
So Charles Barkley, not sure that everything is good, might reach out. Now, I would question how close a friend he is or they are if he's been in this relationship 4 years and you haven't already discussed
the celebrity
it.
Friendship.
Yeah,
you know
it's
I mean?
Star bleeping.
It's not the real yeah. friendships.
But we have a close friend saying he's worried. We have daughter-in-law questioning the situation and expressing her feelings. We've heard other things that may or may not be true, but we're starting to see even people, North Carolina, his bosses, people in his football circle or professional circle. So it's not just us. It's not just a biased ex-linebacker and a couple jackals on the radio that are talking about Bill Belichick. Everybody is talking about this. Everybody is critical, shocked. You know, it's funny. Stiz asked me a question.
David Portnoy, who's the biggest
Homer
ever, is like, what is going on?
Doesn't know how to react to this. And Stiz even said, if you... what was the word used? Aura meter? If your aura meter for Bill Belichick, whatever you thought his aura, reputation, whatever was, how far has it fallen?
Q rating.
Yeah, Q rating. If you were like Stiz and you were all in on Bill Belichick and you thought he was a pure 100, oh my God, the guy's a legend, greatest coach ever, leader of men. Mm-hmm. How far? Where is it? Is it down to 70? Is it down to 50? Or you're like, is it off the board?
It's got to be cut in half. I mean, there used to be... I'm surprised. I mean, I've been critical of this story and the storyline and suggested that, UNC maybe consider moving on from Bill. Haven't gotten one call saying that's the craziest thing ever. Not one person. Like, if I would have said that 4 years ago, it would, the phone lines would have lit up. But you wouldn't have
because it would have been crazy for it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right. But I think even the staunchest Bill supporters are looking at this and questioning it. I don't know, but Stiz was also defending him yesterday. I don't know, but
he's torn. It's a tough time for Stiz.
I think Bill Belichick supporters are having a tough time defending their guy right now.
So Fitzy,
yep.
The Boston Globe, the headline.
I read this.
Yeah, I thought I was going to end up reading, I just saw the headline. Bill Belichick famously controlled the narrative. Now, thanks to the girlfriend drama, he's its prisoner. And I didn't know what I was going to get when I clicked on this.
It's great, great.
So I'm going to read you a quick little paragraph here from Beth Titel, is how I'm pronouncing it. T-E-I-T-E-L-L.
You got it. You spelled it out. That's all good.
Here's a paragraph. It's like her fourth paragraph. The man famous for controlling the narrative has instead become its prisoner. Belichick was the boss who called the shots from the sidelines, telling men young enough to be his grandsons what to do. Now he's the one obeying orders from the sidelines, called by a woman young enough to be his granddaughter, except that she's his date. Belichick is gone from the Patriots, but even if you want to avoid this overtime show, you can't. Like, I think she nailed it, like with those, whatever, that five sentences, Fitzy. She nailed the hell out of this. She really brought that together. It's probably why she's a writer for the Boston Globe. It's good,
yeah.
Good career choice.
She's not an intern that was promoted out of desperation.
She called the interview disturbing. She actually referenced your point. So disturbing that even Dave Portnoy had to do a reactionary thing on it.
How about this one, Andy? Later on, almost towards the end of the article, she writes, the New York Post headline was, alarmed by CBS disaster, Bill Belichick insiders say girlfriend Jordan Hudson is a, quote, runaway train. And then Beth added, you know that a storyline has left the Earth's gravitational pull when a New York Post article attracts 1,600 comments, the most popular of which, by the way, that had more than 658, quote, likes and counting, was written by a self-described former adult protective services investigator / caseworker. Ted said, I assume guy, sorry. I've handled countless numbers of financial exploitation cases involving mostly older men who fall prey to much younger women who capitalize on the loneliness and vulnerability of these men. Andy, do you think it's really gone this far?
I bet you there's some truth to that. I bet you there are some truth to that. I do.
Now, it feels weird because you say loneliness. Like, you think of lonely as, like, this guy doesn't, he lives in a condo somewhere. His wife passed away 10 years ago. Yep. He doesn't have friends. He can't physically golf anymore, whatever. Like, this is Bill Belichick. He's bouncing around the world as a celebrity.
He's got a lot of associates. Does he have real friends? Does he have real connection? Like, I think there was a time there. I mean, I heard some story, like, where he was basically just finding, after games, he didn't know what to do. So he was like, he was offering his time up with people that I don't think he ever would have normally offered time up with, because he wasn't with Linda, and he wasn't with Jordan yet. So there was this kind of middle period where I think there's some truth to that, man. I think his, I don't know if he's all that close with his kids. You know, his kids, I don't, you hear a lot of stories about him with his kids. I think there is some truth to what she is saying, is my point.
And the illusion, I don't know if they actually say it in the New York Post story about the $8 million amassed real estate empire that Jordan, but like, clearly she gets with Bill or is aligned with Bill or whatever you want to call it.
Partner.
And then suddenly is getting these big deals. Like, she's not buying, you know, $10,000 homes in Detroit, fixer-uppers.
Millions of dollars.
Millions
of speculating on slums and then trying to, like, revitalize them. Like, she's legitimately, it seems, you know, just for my $2 assessment here, it seems like she is amassing an income portfolio of real estate.
Yeah. Well, she's going to make out just fine in this. Because apparently her name's on these documents, and she's
her name's on these? Are these gifts from Sugar Daddy Bell?
What I'm trying to figure out is, I feel like for something like that, you have to co-sign. I feel like Bill, but if Bill co-signed, it would be in there. That's public
knowledge.
Yeah,
but it's a corporation, and I don't know enough about these layers of business. And it's a shell corporation that's off the coast.
Who at 24 years old has all these things? She has all these titles and businesses, supposedly, and real estate, portfolios. Like, she sees herself as like this
Vanderbilt, Trump.
Well, I mean, she saw an opportunity, and she is seizing on it.
And I don't want to be crass and judge from it, but it feels like this is a Ponzi scheme or just a con, and there's just a lot of things that don't make no foundation.
But a Ponzi scheme, it's one-sided. I think Bill's getting something out of it. You feel sorry for Bill, but you don't think Bill's getting something out of it?
Yeah, I bet he is.
Like, Dan.
Dan, what's that?
You think the juice isn't worth the squeeze, I'll tell you that much.
That's what I would say to you, Stiz.
But Bill thinks he is the...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The cat's meow when he shows up to these red carpet events with her.
Thinks or thought? Has that changed? Because I do think this. Remember, this is 4 years. So there's been a relationship with a young girl on the beach. You know,
granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
Where it was probably, I didn't accept it. I would never think it's cool. But he probably thought it was cool. But has it gone the other way? Was it 70% good, 30% bad back then? Now all of a sudden, are you reevaluating how that pendulum is swinging? Is this more trouble than it's worth? That's why people like Barkley are saying, "All right, Bill, I saw it from afar a couple years ago, and you had a young girlfriend. That's cool. You're not my first old buddy that had a young girlfriend, but what's going on now, Bill? This is spiraling."
Yeah.
Tom Curran acknowledged it. We should have that audio ready in a minute, Stiz. Tom Curran, this is as close to as spiraling as we've ever seen a guy who once controlled everything in his world.
The Barkley stuff, I'm sorry. Like, the fact that somebody as famous as Charles Barkley is saying to Dan Patrick on a nationally syndicated radio and television show that I think I need to run a friendly intervention with my guy Belichick, that's... Now, what happens next? Does she get in his ear? Bill, Don't you dare listen to Charles Barkley. Oh. I've watched him on Inside the NBA. He's lost his mind. He thought Shaq pooped himself last week.
I mean, here's the thing, Fitzy, is they, I bet you, can you imagine? It's got to put stress on this relationship, right? I mean, there's got to be, because they're trying to stop everyone from saying everything, you know, on Twitter or whatever interview. And you can't. Nope. And you can't control the narrative. Bill is so used to having control. And he has zero control. And it's funny. It's almost like he was just unprepared. Like I said, like for the real world, like UNC, those are public documents, all those emails, Bill.
Yep.
You can't hide and you can't intimidate and you can't bully, and you can't just expect CBS News to bow down to you like all the other news, outlets did while you were the head coach of the Patriots. It's a different world, man.
It is.
He's not prepared for it.
Is there any way that this could have factored into Bill's decision on accepting the UNC job? He's with Jordan. He's helping her amass this real estate portfolio. She's showing up in $100,000 Porsches shortly after they begin dating. Trips, bags, all this stuff. Hey, 36 months, $30 million. Get some cash flow coming in. I'm not saying he was broke before.
Well, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money and a lot of real estate and a lot of... I think he's doing okay for himself. I don't think he needed the money to fund this relationship.
I think he needs a job, though. He has to have a job, Stiz. Right? You know what I mean? Like, he can't not work. It's like he wouldn't know what to do with himself. I think just being alone in his thoughts is probably the worst place for Bill.
Yeah, and then, Andy, you asked earlier if there was any other questions that we thought should have been asked to May. I don't know if this is a little too tasteless, but would you have asked him, hey, have you heard about what's going on down there at your old school?
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think it would be frowned upon. And in the old days, remember the inside track? The girls from the
Those girls sold me out several times.
Okay, wow. So you do remember them.
Oh, all too well, yeah.
But I just feel like they could have shown up at a press conference like today and asked that question. Because I don't think it's crazy. I mean, we had the guy yesterday that was trying to tie Belichick and May and New England and North Carolina together. Like, there are ties. There are coincidental ties. You could say, Drake, what do you think about the what's going on with your football coach at your alma mater?
Yeah.
Like, just throw it out there. He's not going to answer. I'm sure he would have prepped by Stacey and everybody down there.
You know
who
I would love to hear from? RKK.
So call him.
What is RKK?
Ask him if he wants to.
Well, that's what I said to you guys in our text last night. Like, I bet Brady and Kraft are loving this.
Well, more Brady.
Loving it.
Because Kraft has had his own issues, so he probably doesn't want to laugh too hard because he's had his own issues. But Brady's been pretty clean.
Oh, it's a laugh-off in the RKK house.
Well, I think Brady is legitimately – like, I think he probably thought it was like, hey, that's just coach being coach. I bet you Brady would still give a hands-off reply, but his inner circle would say that he's teetering on concern for Belichick.
You know, you guys all say this, but there's people that have been around Bill for a long time that hear stories. This is not – the behavior with the women is not a shock. It's not. It's not a surprise. It's not like, wow, I never saw this come. This isn't that big of a surprise for people that know Bill and the stories.
All right, we'll work you into the conversation, 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lined up. We'll also play that cut from Tom Curran, his thoughts on Bill Belichick and what is going on in his world with Jordan and North Carolina. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.